The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Drew, this is Darius. How are you doing?
Darius Rucker, good morning, pal. How are you?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
This early, are you coffee, Red Bull, tea, Coke? What are you doing?
I'm drinking water.
You are not. Really?
Yeah, I don't drink any of those things. I just drink water.
Do you do LaCroix, or is it straight bottled water, no fizzy, no nothing, no flavor?
Bottled water, you know, that meal stuff, I'll put some of that stuff in it for a little flavor, but just water.
I'm doing the Limoncello LaCroix this morning. I love the bubbles. It just gets me.
I'm with you. My kids just love that stuff.
Uh-huh.
I like LaCroix, but, you know, I'm just regular old water.
Beers and Sunshine, if we rewound to 2019, you're on tour with the guys in Hootie and the Blowfish. I tell you, you're going to write a smash hit song on something called Zoom from your living room because you can't leave your house. What would you say to yourself?
You're crazy. I would have told you, you're absolutely nuts. I'm not going to be able to leave my house. This is America. I can do it. It's never going to happen.
And if we could go back and say, why didn't we invest in that tiny little company that no one had heard of?
I'm so mad that in March, when I heard we were going to start Zoom writing and I didn't know what Zoom was,
uh-huh,
I didn't go actually invest in Zoom. I'm an idiot.
We all are. We had no idea.
No idea.
We were supposed to get you for US 99 Windy City Smokeout last July. We're crossing our fingers it happens this summer. Do you have a go-to, a favorite recipe involving barbecue?
There's this guy here in Charleston. You can look him up. He's won the James Beard Award. His name is Rodney Scott, and he's got this special sauce that he makes. That is the best barbecue sauce I've ever had in my life, and I've had lots of barbecue.
Is it tangy? Is it hot? Is it spicy?
He's got a spicy version of it, of course, and a tangy version of it, but for me, it's I think it's tomato-based. It's red, so it has to be, but it is just, it's sweet with a little tang and, you know, just enough kick on the regular sauce that it's just, you have to have it.
See, now we have to go Google this guy's name, Darius.
Rodney Scott's Barbecue. It's awesome.
You got me hungry before 10 a.m. I love that. Things we want to know about Darius Rucker. Netflix or Amazon Prime?
Both.
We do a throwback 90s country weekend around here. What is your throwback, your go-to, your number one?
The What by Notorious B.I.G.
Notorious B.I.G. You see there's something special about his life airing on Netflix this weekend?
I will be watching that this weekend, yes.
There you go. Least favorite breakfast food?
Least favorite breakfast food. Good question. My least favorite breakfast food is probably hash browns. I'll eat it, but I don't really love it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a grits guy, man.
Okay. The warm tomatoes that people try to serve on a big brunch menu, I want to stay as far away from that as possible.
Can I change to that? I'm with you 100%. I wouldn't even think about that. I'm with that 100%. Who's warming up tomatoes?
Right.
I'm with you.
Something we're talking about on the show today, your favorite opening line of a song of all time.
Oh, goodness. Great question. That would take for...
The majority of my listeners this morning, if I say the words to you, Darius, let's go, girls. Do you know what song it is?
No.
It's Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Oh, my God. How did I not know that? Yes, that's exactly what... My favorite opening...
See, you're going to have to simmer on that for a while and get back to us.
Yeah, the one that keeps coming to my mind is You Never Close Your Eyes Anymore When I Kiss Your Lips.
Oh, yeah.
That says it all.
There you go.
That says it all.
Are you more of yourself, Darius, at 6 a.m. or 10 p.m.?
Oh, 10 p.m. for sure.
So you're definitely a night owl.
Yeah.
How much money did you lose on the Chiefs? Because we know that you were not in the 1% that took Tom Brady.
I didn't bet on the Chiefs per se, but I bet on the over.
The person who has 15 televisions in his living room?
I'm with you. I'm with you. I feel bad because I bet on the over because I thought the Chiefs were going to, so I basically did bet on the Chiefs and lose on them. But it was a good number.
I was the only person who took Tampa Bay. I just had a feeling about it, and my pool said, what do you want to bet? And I said $100 at a brewery, like a case of beer, and they thought that was too rich. So they lowered the bet to $50. I won a $50 gift card because I was the only one who bet on Brady.
I believe, and see, the thing is, I wanted to bet the Chiefs, but after the last 2 weeks, I said, I'm not going to bet against Brady, so I'll take the over, and the Chiefs still screwed me. The Chiefs still screwed me. That's okay.
They screwed everybody. They didn't even score a single touchdown.
Dude, the number on that was 2,500-1, and I almost put money on it just as a joke that the Chiefs wouldn't score a touchdown. That would have been amazing.
Hindsight 2020. Yeah.
They didn't score a touchdown.
I know.
That's unbelievable.
Well, we miss you in Chicago. We are crossing our fingers that you're going to be headlining Smokeout in July and maybe bring some of that barbecue sauce with you.
I will. I promise.
Have a great day, Darius. Call anytime. Thanks for checking in.
Take care, Drew.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.